Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 27th. Today's word is cleave, spelled C-L-E-A-V-E. Cleave is a verb that means to divide something by or as if by a cutting blow, to split. It can also mean to separate something into distinct parts, and especially into groups having divergent views. Cleave can also mean to subject to chemical cleavage, or to split, especially along the grain. Or cleave can mean to penetrate or pass through something by or as if by cutting. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Antonio Express News by Paul Stephen. The surface you're cutting against will have a greater impact on your knife's edge than the food you're chopping up, assuming you aren't regularly cleaving through massive bones. The word cleave has two homographs, each with a distinct origin. There is cleave, meaning to adhere firmly and closely or loyally and unwaveringly, as in a family that cleaves to tradition. That one is from the Old English word cleafian, meaning to adhere. And there is the cleave with meanings relating to splitting and dividing, which derives from the Old English cleophan, meaning to split. The two have slightly different inflections. The split cleave usually has cleaved as its past tense form, but cleft and clove are both in use as well. As its past participle form, the form that often occurs with have, cleaved is most common, but cleft and cloven are also used. The adhere cleave commonly has cleaved or clove, and occasionally clave as its past tense, and cleaved as its past participle. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.